Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Good morning, Beamer family. This is David Olson, team manager here in the Rocky Mountains of Idaho. And so we're looking at lots of snow. We got 60 inches in 30 hours on my favorite mountain. So the skiers and snowboarders are loving it. The people that don't like snow are definitely grumbling. A lot of snow to deal with in a short amount of time, but we need the water as well. So it's gorgeous out there. I'm going to go through some announcements today, and then I'm really excited. My co-host Lisa has a really fun thing to talk about today. And so I'll turn this over to her in just a moment. But, you know, in the newsletter that you guys got, we have, there's usually three newsletters that come out at the beginning of the month. You'll have a newsletter from your regional directors, usually on a Monday. We always have a newsletter from our national directors, Chris and George. And if there's one thing that you can do as a distributor, and if you're super busy, you know, you're raising a family, you've got a career, and this is something you're doing on the side, I mean, remember, you still are a representative of Beamer, and you should, at the very least, go through your national director's newsletter every Monday and, you know, become aware that, oh, my gosh, you know, we're charging $144 for renewal fees. Maybe I ought to check my back office because, you know, three strikes and you're out and you're going to revert to a customer, and that would be sad. So important information like that, or the new absolute contraindications, are really important to understand if you're a representative of the company. So in the newsletter from Chris and George this week, in addition to that, of course, there was the corporate newsletter from Albert Bosk, and there's some really great information into that. But I'm going to go through the National Director's newsletter really quick. We've got a Beamer Saturday coming up on February 13th. So this is going to be a product presentation, you know, history, product, how to share the Beamer. That first 60 or 90 minutes is a really great opportunity to get people in front of Beamer that have never been exposed to it to see Beamer the right way from a bunch of professionals. That's going to be at 12 p.m. Eastern time to 2:30 on Saturday, February 13th, beamermeetings.com. And, of course, we have the lease-to-own program coming up. You know, I'm successful in getting Beamers into people's lives. I'm not going to lead with this lease-to-own program. I'm really adamant with new customers that they commit to Beamer for a year. I don't want them trying it. You know, if they're not committing to a year of using it per suggested use, I just encourage them to maybe wait and that the timing's not right for them. But the lease-to-own program, the way I look at it, is just a way to soften the blow of that, you know, $5,000 investment in the United States with your sales tax here in a Beamer Go, and kind of spread it out over a time, because it's not a try-before-you-buy program. You know, this really is somebody who's committed to bringing a Beamer into their life, and they're just going to kind of spread the pain out a little bit on that investment by leasing it for a couple months for $800, and that goes towards the final purchase price. There's a really great feature in the newsletter called Welcome to the Replay Lounge, and it's recordings of some of the most important things that have taken place recently. And if any of you are looking at becoming a group leader, there was a great training this last Saturday by Casey Conrad and Claudia Field. I can't remember who else was teaching it, but I was not able to attend. I was teaching an academy, but I had a couple people on it who just said it was fantastic. So that recording is under the Replay Lounge. Tea Time for January 28th is on there, where Rick and Casey and Deborah talk about I Decide, which is an incredible platform that we use separate from Beamer to provide more information to people. And then there's the marketing tools training that Stacey DeVore did two Saturdays ago, which was really good. That recording is there too. And of course, Beamer Blog Talk is talked about. We really are grateful for the people that tune in every single week. And there's information on Bread financing. And we have now a calendar that comes up. It's the very first thing that comes up when you open up your back office. And all the things happening in Beamer in North America are in one place now and really easy to find. We have all these opportunity presentations, the product presentations that take place every week. These are in your newsletter as well. We do have a pace setter program this year for people that are going to go from junior to senior in their first 60 days or 90 days, depending on when they get started. And that's going to be a great bonus incentive for people. We have a fast track that's happening right now. It started this Monday. And let's see, online academies we're still doing. So we just, Bettina and me and Nora just finished one for Pacific Time here in the United States this weekend. And we now have more academies coming up February 19th and 20th, Eastern Time Zone. Likewise, Mountain Time Zone. I can see a date change that needs to be made here. So look at your newsletter for these academies. Get your people that are new, involved, and registered ASAP. And with that said, Lisa, I'm really excited to hear about your idea that you shared with me earlier this week on what we're going to talk about today. So good morning, Lisa, and thanks for joining me.
Good morning, David. I'm so happy that you have snow.
Thank you. Me too.
Well, it could snow here. It's cold enough. It's cold again.
It can't snow there. It's probably 60.
I think it's only in the 50s today, but it's cold.
Do you have your damn
I'm really excited about today, and I hope that everyone on the call will participate. And next Wednesday, we can have, like, a really great celebration, whatever Wednesday. So many of you know that Fast Track has just started, and that is a program that George Veronis runs, and there are teams. But I thought, you know, even if you are on Fast Track, what we're going to do today is something that can help you with that, because part of Fast Track is, you know, making the appointment, doing demonstrations, doing presentations, doing three-way calls. But some people on the call may not be doing Fast Track, but still are looking to a creative way to increase leads and business. So with Beamer, just like with any sales, you've got to keep a pipeline of people coming in. So you always have to be introducing people. Not everybody's going to buy on that first time. You always have to keep adding people to the list, adding people to the list. And we have multiple sales and marketing tools now that can be used in various different creative ways. But one of the things that I'm certain everybody that is on the call today has are at least three customers that they have sold a Beamer to. And one of the best ways to keep people in the pipeline is through customer referrals. And it doesn't mean that you have to have some sort of big, you know, customer referral program. You know, everybody gets kind of sometimes tied up in like a system or a process. And really, it's just picking up the phone and having conversations. So David and I are putting out a challenge to everyone who's on the call today. We're going to call it the Whatever Wednesday Challenge. And we'll see how this goes, and maybe it'll become a monthly thing that we do, and it'll be a different challenge maybe every month. But for today, We are going to do a Whatever Wednesday 7-day referral challenge. So what we would like for everyone to do, and David and I are going to do it as well. Right, David?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. is I want everyone to pick your three top favorite, all-time favorite customers that you've ever sold a Beamer to. These are people that you absolutely love talking to. You're not afraid to pick up the phone and call them. No getting over any fears here. It's your three favorite customers. It could be your original customers. It could be somebody that you just sold to last month. It's just someone that you enjoy conversing with. And you're going to call those three favorite customers. And one, you're going to just check in with them if it's been a while and, you know, ask how they're doing, how they're using the Beamer, how their issues are, and that you're just following up. You can also use this call as maybe it's been a while since you've talked to them and you want to bring them up to date on what's going on with Beamer. Two things that you can do if you aren't accustomed to, you know, maybe communicating by a regular email blast to your customers is, you know, informing them that we're now a Class 2 medical device and what that means for Beamer and what it means in the medical community. And also you could use this opportunity to let them know that there is a brand new program coming on board this month, and that's the Lease to Own program. And, you know, talk a little bit about it. We didn't have it when you bought yours, but, you know, we have it now. And that's going to automatically kind of lead into, you know, who do you know that may be able to benefit from having a Beamer in their life? And remember, these are your favorite people. So they like you too. And, you know, you can also go the direction of, you know, I made a commitment to myself this year in 2021. 2020 was such a crazy year. There were so many things going on. And this year I've just made a commitment to help as many people as I possibly can in their health and wellness journey and exposing them to Beamer, sharing Beamer with them, getting them on a Beamer to do what one session. Don't make it a sales pitch. It's just, you know, your goals, and these are people that love you. They're going to want to help you. And, you know, and then it's like, who do you know? Like, do you have any friends that have any, you know, issues going on? Any of the people that you play golf with have, you know, back issues? Most golfers do. Any people that you're playing pickleball with? Any people that you're, you know, anybody in your family? And that's going to start a conversation. And then you're going to ask them for the referrals. People need to be told what to do next. Now, you're always going to have those people that are automatically going to, hey, I've got a referral for you. But most people need to be told what to do. They don't realize what your mission is, what Beamer's mission is, and they need your help with that. So you're going to ask them, do you know two or three people that I could reach out to and offer, I'm offering free Beamer sessions this month. You know, whatever works for you, whatever your comfort zone is, I'm not asking anybody to go outside of their comfort zone this month. But, you know, just, you know, having that conversation. If it's somebody that you haven't spoken to in a while and, you know, you're just calling to check in on them, you know, just do that part of it. And then call them back a couple of days later and say, hey, you know, I was thinking about our conversation the other day and I'm wondering, you know, do you have a couple of people that you know that I might be able to help with Beamer? And you know, do it in two phone calls if you need to. And then the follow-up. So now you're going to follow up with those leads, with those, maybe it's only one person. That's okay. Two people, three people. And, you know, and then what do you send them? So this, I think, is where people get caught up is, it used to be we only had one thing to send, and that was the two-minute blood flow video. That was all we had when David and I started 4 or 5 years ago. So now there's so much that we can send. There's so many things that we can do that I think sometimes when we have too many options, we get bogged down into what should we send. So spend some time organizing yourself in, you know, what resonates with you? What was the thing that was sent to you when you first were introduced to Beamer that made you go, wait, I need to take a look at this? And I think sometimes we forget we were all in that position at one time too. You know, somebody was trying to share Beamer with us and something clicked. So, you know, go back to what that was that resonated with you and use that. But you have the blood flow video. You know, you want to send something initially to people that it's not a huge time commitment for them. So, you know, I wouldn't jump right into a Tuesday product presentation at 9 o'clock at Eastern time, you know, and jump right into that. So send them something, you know, blood flow video, the 5-minute importance of blood flow. David calls it the runner video or the 8-minute story. My personal favorite that I like to send to somebody is the I Decide, because it is personalized with their name. It is interactive, and so they have to keep making decisions about what they want to learn. And then, you know, once you've done one or two of those, you know, the ultimate goal is to get somebody on a Beamer. And I know it's been challenging for the past year to make that happen with all of the different restrictions, lockdowns, all of that kind of stuff, just the in general fear out there. And so meet people where they're at and offer to do, come to their home and do a demo in their home. You're not inviting them to a big open space. You're not inviting them into where a bunch of other people are. You know, let them know that, you know, everything is safe and sanitary. And if they feel more comfortable that you wear a mask, then wear a mask. Like, just meet everybody where they're at and forget all of the other stuff. The goal is to get somebody on a Beamer and do a session. And then, you know, gauge the interest level. Talk about the lease to own program. So just like David, I personally wouldn't use the lease to own program unless it was my last resort. But I know that we have new distributors that are on this call, and your confidence level may not be at the same place that, you know, some other people are that have kind of, you know, a program in place and they're successful and they have confidence in their ability to demonstrate Beamer and present Beamer. But for some of the newer people, this might be a tool that is, you know, is going to be successful for you. I do want to just say, and I've said this before on Blog Talk when it was first introduced on the lease to own program, is that you have to act like that person just bought a Beamer, and you have to give them the 110% customer service, making sure that you deliver it, you show them how to use it, you stay in touch with them constantly for those 2 months so that at the end of it, they are purchasing, or even better, they're 3 weeks in, 4 weeks in, and they're purchasing. So here's the challenge. You're going to make, and I want people to chime in on this. So start hitting one in the queue to get into the queue. And even if you just get into the queue and say, yes, I'm going to do this, or you have questions about anything, because it is always Whatever Wednesday, we'll answer any questions we can compliantly. So here's the challenge, is you're going to pick your top three favorite customers. If there are overachievers on the call today, don't stop at three. Keep going. Pick your top three favorite customers, call them, check in with them, let them know what's going on with Beamer. Let them know there's a Beamer Saturday coming up this month. And if they've never jumped on one, like if they want to learn more about what's happening in their bodies with Beamer, like this would be a great opportunity for them. And you're just calling and having conversations. You're sharing with them what your mission is, what Beamer's mission is. And it's more important than ever in this environment for people to have optimal blood flow and who else do you know that I can share Beamer with? Who else do you know that I could offer a free session to this month? And you're going to get some referrals, get those names and phone numbers. Sometimes people are going to be more comfortable going, hey, can I give them your name and phone number? And say, yes, absolutely, please give them my name and phone number, but can you give me the name of the person that you're giving it to so when they call, I know who they are. And then once you get those leads, you're going to follow up and have your plan, your marketing plan, whatever that is for you. Don't forget about three-way phone calls. Super effective. And you know, maybe it's just a three-way phone call with the customer that referred them to you, and that you have that conversation so that their friend or their aunt or their neighbor can share what's been going on with them with Beamer since they've had it. So, you know, blood flow video, five-minute importance in blood flow, or the 8-minute story, I decide, do a demo at their home, make them feel safe and comfortable, and talk about the lease to own program and start building that list. You know, setting the appointments would be, if you're doing fast track, would count towards your numbers on fast track. So this will give you some ideas of how to get those numbers up in fast track as well. David, any questions?
I'm excited. I think this is great. I mean, this is something I do anyway. I check in with all my customers frequently. I mean, probably all my customers at least twice a year, just make sure they're having a great experience. And then I always end the phone call with, hey, is there anybody that you would like me to introduce Beamer to? And I ask them if they'll reach out to that person and share their contact information. And yeah, this is going to be fun. Thanks,
awesome.
Lisa, for proposing this.
Yeah. So everybody who wants to participate, who feels like this is a great, like, kind of kickoff challenge for you, if it's something that you're not accustomed to doing, or maybe it's something that you have done but you haven't done it in a while, you know, take the challenge, take the dare. I double dare you to call more than three people, but and then come back on next Wednesday and share with us and share with everybody how it went for you, what you learned from the experience, how many leads did you get, how many sessions were you able to do, what did you find in your follow-up, what worked, what didn't. And we're always learning and always changing, always trying to do something better. So something may happen for you that everybody else on the call would benefit from as well. So that's all I have on the program. There's nothing in writing. It's just make three phone calls to your top three favorite customers and get some referrals this week. And David,
hey, Lisa,
I'm going to
– oh, go ahead.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I wanted to add something. So John Villasenor has created some really cool customer segmentation, like digital magazines is a way to describe them. And if you go into your distributor library, sales and marketing, and all the way down to the bottom where it says customer segmentation, I really encourage people to take a look at these. These are super fun follow-up tools. I would not use them as a presentation. I'd use them kind of like I would an iDecide as a follow-up, because you know I like to send a blood flow video, and I'm really enjoying the runner video. Lisa reminded me about that, and I'm using that. It's a 5-minute kind of Beamer basics, but these are a follow-up, and there's an athlete digital magazine, so to speak. There's an athlete digital magazine that talks about the Beamer referral program. Let's say you have some professional athletes out there in your life, and you know, professional athletes, unless they're in the big leagues of some particular sport that's really popular, they're not making a lot of income to pursue their passion. And Beamer is a really great way to create a side income to help supplement their lifestyle. And then there's a digital magazine on Generation X. And this is one of my favorite things that has just been introduced. It is so great. It just talks about how, you know, busy our lives could be and how we might be raising a family and the kids are getting ready to go off to school and maybe the parents are starting, you know, the grandparents are starting to go through their crossroads in life. And, you know, what price can we put on staying out of the healthcare system? I'm using that a lot with people when I'm talking about the price of the Beamer. What price can you place on staying out of the healthcare system? I really encourage everybody to go to the library in sales and marketing to the very bottom and look at these customer segmentation magazines. John changed it a little bit because there was a problem with them buffering and taking too long to load, because there's some embedded videos in these. They're each about 10 minutes long, maybe 15 minutes long, depending on what you may skip over or watch the entire thing. But now they're running flawlessly from, you know, cell phones, laptops, et cetera. So with that said, we do have some callers in the queue, and let me get to that. Area code 303-594, 303-594, you're live on Blog Talk.
Why, good morning, David and Lisa. This is Danielle Rambert calling from sunny Florida.
Oh, my gosh. So cool, Danielle, to have you on the call.
Well, I'm just so excited about this program, Lisa. I think it's a great way to, you know, we're reaching out to our customers anyway, right? We always check in with them, see how they're doing. And most of them are willing to help us. And I just want to share with you, you know, I have a customer who literally her life was changed. And I have had 7 referrals from her. So don't be afraid to ask for the referral, because you know what, it really makes her feel good helping other people. And so, you know, sometimes they just don't think about it. So making that phone call, every year at Christmas, I like to send personalized Christmas cards. I handwrite a Christmas card to all my customers, and I do mention my referral program. I offer $100 for the referral, and it's amazing how many referrals we get just from reaching out to our customers and asking for that. So I love this program. I'm excited you're doing it, and I think it's going to change a lot of lives. So I just wanted to share that.
Thank you for calling in, Danielle.
Yes, you guys have a blessed day. Thanks for doing Blog Talk. Appreciate both of you.
Danielle, thanks for calling
awesome.
In. It's
thank
good to
you.
Hear your voice. Oh, that was awesome. What a treat. Area code 386-238. Area code 386-238. You're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning. And I accept the challenge. And since it's whatever Wednesday, I have a couple of things. One was...
Who are we speaking with?
I'm sorry. This is Wanda in Daytona Beach. The other
Hi, Wanda.
Hi. the one thing is, you know, when you're talking to people, they... You know, this, well, I'm feeling fine right now. I really don't think I need it right now. This morning it popped in my head, because we say it's like brushing your teeth, but, you know, we don't wait for our teeth to rot out before we start brushing. We brush before they start rotting, the prevention. So the same thing we can relate when we're saying it's like brushing your teeth. So that's one thing. The other is, this past week I was placing an order for a customer, and I wanted to order the Beamer, and I wanted to order a battery. And when I'd go to the cart, one or the other would be there, but never for me to order both. It worked out good because I was going to pay for the battery, and I just wasn't thinking I was getting the order in. So it, you know, it was meant to be.
Can I tell you what you were probably doing, Wanda?
Pardon?
Can I tell you what you were probably doing?
Okay, that's why I'm calling.
Yeah. So when you go in to buy something, let's say you click on sets, and then you hover over the go set, and in big blue bold button says buy now.
Okay, did
but
that.
But above it, right, but above it, and it's not blue, but it's another button, it says add to cart.
Okay.
And so you add to the cart, and then you go grab like the label at the top that says accessories. And so if you hit buy now versus add to cart, that's the only thing you're able to buy.
Okay.
And so you say buy now, and then you go to the battery and you hit buy now again. It eliminates what you originally placed in the cart and replaces it with what you clicked on in buy now. So you always just want to use the add to cart feature, and you'll be able to add multiple things before you check out.
Wonderful. I knew there had to be a solution or a glitch. I didn't know what I was wrong and doing wrong. Sort of embarrassing, but the thing was, it turned out great because I was, you know, should have ordered the battery myself because I was gifting it. So that would have been a separate order, not on his order. So it all worked out perfectly. Yeah. But I knew there had, you know, for the next situation, I needed to know. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yep, I learned that the hard way myself.
Yep.
Area
and
code.
Also, Wanda, thank you for taking the challenge, and we expect you to call back in next Wednesday with your success.
Area code 616-813. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Sue calling from Michigan. I just have a question on the lease to own. If I don't anticipate that I would likely use that very often, but if somebody did want to do that, and then they decide they don't want to own at the end of the 8 weeks. I know there's the opportunity to return it, and then it's destroyed. Do they also get a return fee, like if they were, doing a regular purchase?
It's a little
different. No, actually.
So the $99 is non-refundable.
Right. But would they be getting an additional 10% return fee? Okay. That's my question. Thank you.
Nope. Hopefully, you know, we're not going to have these kinds of situations where they are thinking that this 8 weeks is a trial.
Right.
You know, I'm so much more adamant now with my potential customers that if they're not committing to a year of using the Beamer per suggested use every single day, and they're kind of skeptical and they want to see if it works, you know, I'll honestly say, you know what, I don't think the timing's right for you right now. And I'll continue educating them some more. The last thing I want is for a Beamer to ever come back. Because a happy customer is going to tell 5, but an unhappy customer is going to tell 20 people. So I'd rather just not have a person bring a Beamer into their life if they're skeptical whatsoever. And I'm just going to hold them off from even buying it until they're further educated and they've heard more testimonials and they're further convinced, yes, this is something that I definitely want to bring into my life. That's what I do. Area code 972-510. 972-510. You're live on Blog Talk.
Well, good morning. This is Margaret in North Texas. So wonderful
morning,
to
Margaret.
Hear y'all's voices. I love this challenge and I accept. I will say that I will have to use a customer and 2 distributors because that's all I've got in my queue.
That's okay.
That's okay.
You helped me with 2 of them. I called David about the. I called you. Anyway, we talked about the 0% credit cards, and I didn't get the information I was seeking, but I got exactly what I needed, which was immediately after I talked to you, I realized, oh my God, this is no big deal. You know, and you have to ask for the sale.
So take that customer and get 2 more or 3 more.
Exactly. And I want to thank Wanda. I thought that was such a good comment about we don't start brushing our teeth after our teeth are rotting out of our head. somebody told me that in the beginning. Well, you brush your teeth every day, and I thought, yeah, and. So I just thought that was a very good comment. Anyway, thank you so much. Thank you so much for you all being here and doing what you do. I love Blog Talk. I really enjoy it so much. Okay, have a great day. Bye.
Thanks, Margaret. Bye-bye. Area code 713-569, 713-569. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hello, David and Lisa, Sandra in Houston. I
Hello,
love
Sandra.
The idea, and I do accept the challenge. And as I was listening to you, Lisa, I thought, you know, there's one part here we got to stress. not only do you get the referrals, we have to make the phone calls.
That's right.
Get the referrals.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't work if you don't follow up.
No kidding. Absolutely. So
it's like Beamer doesn't work if you don't get on it.
Exactly. I just remembered meeting somebody last week when I was out at a barn, and he's a farrier, and I have not followed up with him yet. So, okay, there we go.
Perfect. Can't wait to hear about your success next Wednesday.
Me too.
Thanks, Sandra.
Thanks, Sandra.
Thank you, Lisa and David.
Area code 412-519. 412-519, you're live on Blog Talk.
Good afternoon, all you all. This is Pamela in Pittsburgh. How are
Hello,
you?
Hello, Pamela. We're doing
What's
great.
What's happening, guys? I love your passion, and of course, I accept this challenge. Just to share with some people, I've been in the business over 5 years. I've sold a lot of Beamers. Not bragging, but just letting people know. You know, I have well over 100,000 sales points, and referrals are key. Picking up the phone, showing your customer you care, and asking for those referrals, for the importance of them helping you help others, right, and getting a Beamer in every home. So it is absolutely essential, and it absolutely works.
That's great,
awesome.
Pamela.
Thank you,
and congratulations.
Thanks very much.
Thank you, Pamela. You make a great point about customer service. So I want to just add really quickly, before we take the next few callers, that if you customer service hasn't been at the top of your list, it's never too late. We get this all the time. It happens across the board with everybody in Beamer. Is people will sometimes get out of the habit. So, you know, maybe the phone call to your favorite customer is, hey, you know, sometimes we get out of the habit of being on Beamer. I just want to make sure that you're still on track and blah, 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 blah. And call as a customer service call. You know, so if you haven't been in touch with them, don't let that deter you. Like, pick up the phone and call them. They're your favorite people. They love you. You love them. And it's going to be great. Pamela, thank you for your call.
Thank you.
And Pamela, that is such a huge distinction to be in the 100,000 point club. I just have barely hit it in just the last few weeks, so I'm really excited about that. Let's see, we have area code 530-557, 530-557. You're live on Blog Talk.
Well, good morning. This is Bridget in California. Yes, thank
Hello, Bridget.
Hi, I accept the challenge, and Pamela, congratulations, and to you too, David. It's a big deal, and people like to hear that. You know, this is possible. This is perfect timing for me. I had personal reasons, a very challenging January, and I needed something to give me that extra push, and I did not want this time to do the, I keep forgetting the name of the month-long challenge. But at any rate, thank you so much. I think this is great. I'll just share a little thought. I think I shared this on Tuesday this week. But, you know, I think the biggest challenge we have in sharing Beamers is fear. And I was listening to an interview with a PhD whose specialty is longevity research. And at the end of the call, he was asked by the interviewer, if you are on your last day on earth and you were to give advice, what advice would you give to the people that were with you? And he seemed rather surprised. He hadn't given this a lot of thought, so you tell he's thinking about it. And one of the things, three things he said was, I would try to do something every day that I was afraid to do. Meet the fear every day and do it anyway. And as a tip to longevity, by the way. So here we go, another Beamers for longevity, healthy longevity, and addressing your fear is too. So thanks so much, and I'll talk with you next week.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. And I just want to comment on that, is that fear of making the call, picking up the phone. But I have to tell you, once you do it, you're going to, one, feel really good about the phone call, regardless if you get a referral or not. You're going to be providing customer service. They're going to remember that you cared enough to pick up the phone and call them. And when you do something that is outside of your comfort zone, you're taking a bold step. You're taking a bold action. And when you take action, whether it's right, wrong, or you get the result that you were looking for, it doesn't matter. Once you take that step, you're empowering yourself, and there is magic in that. And stuff will happen magically that you couldn't even have predicted. So thank you for bringing that up and sharing that. David, next caller.
Yes, we have area code 626-390, 626-390. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, David and Lisa. This is Melanie Herrick in San Clemente. And I just want to tell you guys. Good morning. You're awesome. I needed this so badly because I have never asked for referrals in the 2 years I've done it. I'm a physical therapist, so I have a pipeline and I have people, but I needed to hear what you said. I definitely accept the challenge and I appreciate all the pointers. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Go, Lisa,
and we
for inspiring everybody.
Wow. Thank you. And we can't wait to hear about your success. So call back in. And listen, success is measured differently, and this is really not about sales. It's about connection and sharing and just getting back into a flow. So, pick up the phone and make those three phone calls, and if you get on a roll, make more. David?
Thanks for calling in, Melanie. Area code 720-774, 720-774. You're live on Blog Talk.
This is Mary King and Bailey, and I want to thank you for this exhortation. I call it an exhortation. In December, end of December, I let Bettina know. I don't remember if it was a team meeting or what, but I wanted to go back to all our customers. We've had them since 2014, and I do have some favorites. So I like this challenge. I really like it. I'm glad for the second reminder to do this, and I appreciate what you've laid out, Lisa, and I always appreciate what you both have to share and how you encourage and exhort us and share your own experiences. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mary, for calling in. So we'll look forward to hearing from you next Wednesday.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mary. We have time for one more caller, area code 406-489, 406-489. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hello, this is Raquel Shipman from Sydney, Montana. I'm actually heading back the South Dakota Stock Show, and just thank you guys for doing this. I was scrambling to get out of town and get on this, and I got in partway through it, and I accept the challenge, and I'm excited to hear the gentleman that shared before about, what is it worth to stay out of the healthcare system? And I think that's just something that's amazing to ask somebody. And off of the next phone caller saying, if you're old, you had some advice to give somebody. I hear this all the time. I wish I would have taken better care of myself. And so I think those two questions kind of play in conjunction with each other. But I also have to share, sitting in a booth the last 3 days at the Black Hills Stock Show, the people that walked by and recognized Beamer, and we asked them to share their story and with us, and how excited, everybody's excited to see it. So I'm just so excited to be a part of this, and thank you for the challenge and the encouragement to follow up and really do really good customer service. But I think our product speaks for itself, and I think everybody is kind of happy to even talk about it. So thanks for the words of encouragement and a great product.
Awesome.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Well, Lisa, this has been a good show, and you know, we've ran out of time. Unfortunately, we still have some people in the queue. So, you know, hopefully you've accepted the challenge, and we'd love to hear from you next week and let us know how this next 7 days goes. Lisa, thanks for inspiring every one of us.
Thank you. Go out and make it a great Wednesday and make those phone calls.
Bye, everyone.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.